The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Good morning, everybody. It is Dan Latto, and podcast 201. Welcome. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening on iTunes. Thanks for watching the YouTube replays. Thanks for watching the Facebook replays. Thanks for joining me live at 8 a.m. normally on a weekday morning. We might change that time. We might go midday. The problem with that is I've got the cleaner here on a Wednesday. You don't mind people hoovering around. So we need to sort that out. Anyway, so let's talk about property. So obviously, I've been in property for 20 years now, and I was just thinking about all the rent that I've brought in. And after this podcast, I'm actually going to go and check and add it up, because I'm a bit sad like that. I'm going to add up all the rent that we've earned over the last 20 years, because that's like tens of millions of pounds. And that's pretty awesome. You see someone like Sam Ovens, meet the under 30-year-old who's done $20 million, it's less. And it's not quite the same. That's for sure. Sam's is very high margin, whereas rent obviously is not as much. But still, it's not bad. It's not bad. You know, tens of millions of pounds worth of rent over the last 20 years is not bad for a lad from Leeds with five GCSEs. So it's not bad at all. Anyway, let's talk about property sourcing, and let's talk about the most efficient. Good morning, Tina. Let's talk about the most efficient way to source property and the most efficient way to sell one. Now, I kind of left the title of this purposefully vague, because there's lots and lots and lots of different ways to go out and source deals. So, like, for example, you could place an advert on Gumtree, you could be dropping leaflets, you could be going to networking events, you could be going to placing adverts on Facebook, good morning, Jatinder. You could be running Google pay-per-click ads back to your website, all of that stuff. But I've got... And all of that stuff works, by the way. Like, literally everything works. You could ride a bicycle wearing a sign dressed as a cat. That would work, right? If you did it enough in the right locations and you were dedicated to being dressed like a cat, riding a bicycle, wearing an A-board, that would probably work too. Inconsistency is usually the reason why most people fail, okay? So, but there's something else that's even bigger that will really... resonate with what journey you're on. So the most efficient, and when I say efficient, is you get the lead in and you're most likely to negotiate a deal with the vendor if you use this particular marketing method, right? And you know what the marketing method already is? It's not like some secret magic, but if you pay $5,000 and go on my training course where we're going to upsell you onto the next training course, you know who those people are. It's not that kind of secret, right? But you already know what you're doing. And you might already be doing some of this, but you're not doing it anywhere near enough, right? So, like, hopefully you're now salivating. I want to know what it is. Right, it's really easy. The number of times I speak to someone and I go, okay, so does everybody know what you do? And they go, no. I'm like, well, what do you mean? I'm going, oh, I'm going to keep it secret for now. I'm going to keep it a secret. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it a secret. And then people don't know if I failed. It's like, okay, so you're going to fail. In that case, look, if your mum doesn't know what you're doing, you're going to fail. Do you know what I mean? If your husband or wife hasn't got a clue what it is that you do, you're going to fail. The most efficient method of getting a sale is through recommendation. And yet I see so many people, they don't know what you do. Like, most people know what I do by now, right? Most people who know me for sure know what I do. Big mouth guy, is in property, and does social media, bang, that's it. Everybody knows that. They know that if they've got a deal, their grandma or their aunt or their best friend's mum's sister needs to get rid of their property, they know that they can come to me and we'll help them get rid of that deal, right? So we are known within my circle of friends. And by the way, the higher up you go and the more successful you become, the less friends you have. So you can determine your level of success by how many friends you have. That's not true. But but the number of good quality friends drops off. I don't know why that is. I'm guessing I'm doing a pyramid versus a higher up you go. So I'm guessing that the more success you have, your stuff that you talk about with your friends isn't as relevant, which is kind of bad, because actually those kind of people who are not as successful, you know, I've got friends who was a runner in a warehouse 20 years ago. He's still a runner in a warehouse. And if that's what makes him happy, that's fine by me. But he's no longer in my circle of friends. And I actually told them to jog on about 15 years ago. So about 12 years ago. So because I just didn't want to get brought down to that level. You know, the crabs pulling the other crab, crawling out of a bucket, but, you know, the bucket analogy, crabs in the bucket analogy, where we're pulling it back down to stay at that level. I don't want that. So we got rid of quite a few people who were not on the level of bringing us up to a higher place, if that makes sense. And so we replaced them with new friends. It sounds awful. It really sounds terrible when you put it like that. But fuck it, quite frankly, I don't really care. So so let's talk this through. Recommendation. Why is it so powerful? Okay. So it's so powerful because the first part of closing any sale is the KLT. The KLT means we've got to know you, we've got to like you, and we've got to trust you. The biggest one out of those three, I mean, we're all pretty big, right? But the biggest one is trust. If somebody doesn't trust you, they ain't doing a deal. If somebody doesn't know about you, you might still get a deal, right? Because an advert on Facebook, they click it, they instantly trust you. You know, so out of those three, trust is the most important one. They might not even like you, okay? But they're still going to do business with you if they trust you. If they know that you're the one who's going to get that deal done and they don't have another choice, you'll still get that deal done. So you can drop the other two, that's okay. I mean, ideally we want all three, but you can drop the other two, but you can't drop trust. As soon as you drop trust, they're going to do any business with you. They might know you and like you, but you think you're a bit of an idiot, right? And won't put anything through them, they ain't going to get it done. So you've lost them. So the reason why recommendation works so well is that you've already got the trust from a third party. This is one of the really cool things. I was watching some of Grant Cardone stuff, and excuse me, in the follow-up sequence on Grant Cardone, they will have someone on the phones and they go, yeah, you want to join Cardone University? That's awesome. You made a great decision. Let me write you up now. Brilliant. 2 minutes later, they get somebody else to phone up and go, by the way, this is more powerful if a sale falls through. So they get 2 minutes later, they get someone else to phone up and go, hey, Bob, I noticed you're speaking with my friend Tina, my colleague Tina, and you decided not to go through Cardone University. What's going on, dude? What is there, something I can help, something I can answer for you that maybe Tina didn't answer properly? Using a third party to come in and just shore up the work that you've already done works wonders. And this is how a recommendation works, because a third party comes, Bob's struggling, he's got a repossession hearing next week, and Tina comes, and I'm sorry, Tina, I'm using your name, but Tina comes and Tina says, actually, use my mate Dan. He does deals like this all day long. And if he can't do it, he's got a network of people that can. Like, Bob's getting on the phone. Dan, I've got this problem. Your friend said you could help. Can you help? There's instant trust. All I got to do is not cock it up, right? I've got to not make a fool of myself, not make an idiot of myself, not ruin the relationship with Bob instantly by making him not like me. The trust is already there, okay? So the most efficient, you know, if you get 100 phone calls like that, you're going to be very efficient at closing and coming up with a negotiated deal. Whereas if you get 100 phone calls who've got your leaflet, there's no trustability in there. So the efficiency goes way down. Same on Facebook ads, same on Gumtree, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you build up so that everybody knows who you are? Okay, so your business card is really important, obviously. Now, let's just get this through, right? Your business card. I haven't got any business cards on my desk. Actually, I might have one here. Yes, I have. I've got a business card. Okay. This is a. He does videography here in Spain, and you can see straight away. Where's his picture? He's got no picture on his bloody business card. I'll give you my sports thing. Even that's got my picture on it, so they know who I am. I've got this one for a carpet company in Leeds. I just hired the thing. No picture. Where's your picture? So you look at my business cards. I must admit, I actually don't have business cards these days because I don't get to meet anybody. I have to do all of my stuff online. But we are going to get some printed, actually. But the old business cards were double-sided. They'd have my picture on. They'd have a space to make notes. They'd ask for referrals. They're awesome. You know, you go to a table and people go, oh, can I have one? So everybody got to know what we did because the business cards were so good. Give them to your mum. People are like, why am I giving my business card to my mum? Because your mum's sister's best friend's son knows a guy who we went to school with, who met a guy who passed out 31 flavours last night. Ferris Bueller reference for those people who know it. And they just happened to be in the shit and need to sell a house quickly. And your mum's passed on your business card and that person's got it. And they pick up the phone and you go, you're my best friend's husband's sister's mum's best friend's mate. Pass me your business card. Said you can help me with this problem that I've got. Good morning, Kayla. So that's where recommendation comes through. Like you've already got the trust, even though they don't know you, even though they don't like you, you've already got the trust through a simple recommendation. Okay, so let's deal with selling then. What's the best way of selling a deal? Well, how about Janet has got this deal, has got this problem. I go and solve this problem for Janet. I've got now this 100 grand house. I'm getting it for 70. Janet knows me. She knows I can get the deal. Now, like, I'm in trouble because I need to get rid of this deal so I'm not ruining this reputation, right? So then I got to go to, who am I going to go to? Am I going to go to Google and type people who buy deals? Nah, that's not really. I mean, I could do, but does that ruin my efficiency? Good morning. Yeah, completely. And I want to be as efficient as I can in selling these deals. How about if I go to a networking event and I stand up in the 30 seconds introduction thing and go, my name's Dan and I've got a deal from Janet and she needs to sell quick. Who wants this deal? Like, everyone's hand goes up, but we're all completely unqualified, right? Or how about I go to my mate Joe in Leeds, who's already done a deal for us, who's got a database of investors. If I've not, you know, if I might put it out to my investors, but I might not want it, but I can go to Joe. Joe's a real person. She's in our group. And she can go and get the deal sold for me. She's got a list of investors as long as my arm. And we've done deals through Joe that she sold for us, which is awesome, right? Now, I don't even have to do anything. I negotiate the deal, pass it on to someone else. I'm off playing golf, and Joe gets the deal through. Does it cost me a little bit of money to pay Joe? Absolutely. Have I solved her problem? Absolutely. Have I built my reputation up? Absolutely. Has it strengthened my relationship with Joe because now she's made some money because I've given her some deals? Absolutely. For the next 15 deals, will I give more to Joe and other people like her? Absolutely. Has my efficiency increased on my ability to get rid of these deals? Absolutely. The problem that most people have, nobody knows who the heck you are. Like, you go to fill up at Tesco's in the petrol station and you pay on your card, give them a business card. How much is it? 50 quid? Perfect. Can I have a receipt? Oh, by the way, here's a card. I buy houses for cash. Do you know anyone? No, I don't. Well, here's my card. like, oh, no. Oh, you can't do that where I live. Oh, oh, no. Oh. So sometimes I feel like I'm talking to myself. So, and often I'm. So, it makes no difference. It's about you getting out there. If you've got a crappy business card without your name, with no space to make notes, with, you know, something that looks boring as anything, like everybody else's business card, that's not going to help you. So your job is to get as efficient as possible and everybody to know who you are. We've had people phone up, literally the phone up on the phone, and they go, hi, Dan, my name's Mark. You don't know who I am, but I know one of your tenants and I need to sell my house quick and I'd like to stay there if possible. Now, we can't actually do that. It's a sale and rent back. We can't do it. But we can say, all right, Mark, I can help you, but I can't let you stay in that house, but you can move into one of my other houses. What's the house that you've got? What's your situation? What's the problem that you're in? How can we help? Brilliant. Mark's like, that's awesome. Thanks very much. And if I can't put me in one of my houses, maybe I've got a network of people where we can put me in somebody else's house, or maybe I'll help pay his deposit to get him into a house on Rightmove. Whatever, maybe I'll give a guarantor for 6 months to make sure his rent is paid for 6 months. I would do that potentially, depending on the deal. You know, if it's depending how good that deal is, it just depends, right? And the guarantor would be maybe for 2 months or 3 months or 6 months or whatever, right? You have to build those numbers into the deal. So I can't do any of that if people don't know who I am. Why do you think we go live every day, right? The reason why we go live almost every day, well, every weekday anyway, it's so that people get to know us and get to like us and they get to trust us. They know, we talk about deals. We have people watching. We're talking about these kind of deals. The people going, next time I get a deal, I'm going to pass it on to Dan. He can sell it to one of these guys. I make some money. He makes some money. Joe makes some money. Everyone's happy. The guy moves out of his house but is getting repossessed on next week. He's happy. well, as happy as circumstances will allow. But the only reason you can do that is by getting out and meeting more people. So go to networking events, okay? And like networking events, people drive me mad at networking events. They go to a networking event and they go speak to the same three people they met last month and the last month and the last month. And instead of doing that, you want to go to a networking event and you go, what do you do? I source deals. Great. I source deals too. Have you got a business card? Maybe we can meet up for a coffee on Friday. Perfect. Business card. Thank you very much. I'm going to go meet everybody else. I'll speak to you on Friday. Next. How quick is that? That's 20 seconds. Like, we've got this down properly at a networking event to less than a minute. And if it's 50 people at a networking event, we get to speak to every single person in less than a minute. And we say to them, look, I'd love to stay and chat with you. I've just got to go. There's some other people I need to go speak to before because I have to go early or make any excuse up before I run out of time. I need to go speak to these people. Let me catch up with you. I'm going to drop you an email. You haven't got your picture on your card. Why not? here's my card with pictures on it so you know who I am when I call, right? And then when you call up, hey, it's Dan, we met at the networking event. I'm the guy with a business card with my picture on it because nobody else has got the picture on it, right? So it instantly knows who you are, instantly remembers you. You stand out from everybody else, not even difficult. Oh, you've got the folded business card. Oh, I know who you are. Yeah, that's a brilliant business card, by the way. Thank you. So, by the way, for those people who are in the who are paid subscribers and are in the private groups of mine, we're just about to relaunch the membership site, and the template for the business card is in the group. So it'll be in the membership site. You can go and download it. It's in the group, but it shows you where to buy them from. It's really easy, and you can design them online. Really easy, upload your pictures, etc. So that's going to go in a group. That'll go live in the next week or so, fingers crossed. It can actually go live now. We've just not got enough content in it, which we're just filming right now. But in that group as well, if you've got like guaranteed rent, if you've got rent to rent, if you've got we buy houses for cash, we've got like 50 images you can download and use in your marketing. We've got, I think it's 36 videos you can upload to YouTube. And then you can embed it on your website for We Buy Houses for Cash. All that stuff's going to be included in that, and it's included in your subscription if you're on property coaching or as a business coach coaching package, or if you're on the social media package. All of it is included for all of those packages. Okay, so you can take a look at that. So go out and meet as many people as you can and network. Networking means going from one person to another, to another, to another, to another. It doesn't mean having a coffee with the same three people you met every single month for the last 5 months, right? Go and meet more people. Go build relationships, because this is ultimately, you know, I've got a number of people in my phone, okay, that are at the top of their game, and I can pick them up, pick up the phone and go, I've got a problem with this. And they go, oh, yeah, I had that. Do this, this, and this, right? But I've got their phone numbers because we've built the relationships. So, most of you won't know Chris Howard, but when Chris Howard was very popular about 8 years ago, like he's in my speed dial, and I was over there in summer. Like some of the stuff that Chris can do with mindset will blow your socks off. He's top five in the world, right? So, but the only reason we can do that is because of the relationships that we build, and the relationships that you build and going out with meeting people that you met at a networking event. One of my best mates is Dave. Tina, you've met Dave. He was the best man at my wedding. And I met Dave through, he was a client of mine through my lettings agency. And then I don't know how it happened. We just went for a drink and got pissed together. Not angry, drunk together. We had a couple of beers and that was it. And then we just became friends, right? Friends are weird, isn't it? You meet someone. You meet someone, a complete stranger, and you go, oh, you're like me. You're as stupid as I am. Let's go do stupid things together and share that experience. It's such a weird thing, is being a friend. You pick a random stranger and you go, yeah, let me hang out with you, please. It's very weird. But that's where you want to be starting to move some of these relationships. Like most people's relationships are an inch deep and a mile wide. You have all these different relationships, but when you get into trouble, you can't count on anybody. And whilst having lots of people is good, you want to start delving down and getting into depth with some proper friendships here. Make contacts with people that can source deals, that can buy deals, that have bought deals, that drive Bentleys and Ferraris and live in a big house and rent yachts and go to the races and go to charity events and meet people like that. and build on those relationships. Because when you get Janet, whose property is 100 grand and she can sell it for 70, the guy who bought, who rented the yacht for 70 grand, he'll go, I'll offer that. Thanks very much. Here's 70 grand. Here's your finder's fee, 5 grand. Bish, bosh, bish, complete in 10 days. Thank you very much. Like, those deals are so efficient too. Or you can go to a networking event and you get all these people running at you. Oh, I'll have that deal. Never done a deal in my life. Can't get a mortgage. Don't know what I'm doing. Not even bought a property. You know, like I was going to use the term wannabe property investors, and I don't like the term wannabe because we all want to be something, right? Aspiring property investors, having not done one, that's fine. But I'd rather sell my deals to a guy that's just bought 10 deals last week for cash, right? So if he's still got that cash available and is in the country and all the rest of it. So I hope that's useful for you. I think we'll call it there. We'll try and get to about the 20-minute mark these days. So just to recap, the most efficient way, efficient, okay, not the most popular, not the one that's going to get you the most phone calls, but the most efficient way to sell, to source a deal is through a recommendation. And the most efficient way to sell the deal is through somebody who's already bought deals from you, or people that you already know buy deals for a living. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We will be live on Monday because it's Friday today. So I hope you have a fabulous weekend. And if you're watching this on the replays or on the podcast on iTunes, I hope you have a wicked week. All right, my name's Dan Latta, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.